Have you heard the news? Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Psalm chapter 145, verse 11. Discourse and speech. Such powerful roles these forms of communication play in the lives of humans. Something glorious occurs, and we long to tell someone. Something terrible occurs, and we often do the same. Unfortunately, it seems the bad news tends to dominate daily headlines, bombarding our attention with fear, violence, and scandal. More rarely does one hear the voice of good news in the public arena. That is why the readings for today are so refreshing. They tell of the Lord's compassion and how the good news of Him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Luke chapter 4, verse 37. Perhaps disappointments and frustrations have caused us to stumble, or our shoulders are slumping under the weight of long days. The psalmist reminds us, "The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down." Psalm chapter 145, verse 14. This is good news. Or perhaps the weight is a bit heavier, and darkness and discord are creating chaos in our lives. Luke reminds us that the word of the Lord can cast out demons, for with authority and power He commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. Luke chapter 4, verse 36. This, too, is good news. But it is the exclamation of the witnesses, "What is there about His word?" which offers us, the modern witness, an opportunity to meditate even more deeply on the truths of our faith. Specifically, that Jesus is the Word, who was in the beginning, who was with God, who is God. He is the Word made flesh. And it is His Word that will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. This is the good news, and it is moving among us. What is there about His Word? Let us find out by getting to know Jesus better in the Word. Let us get to know His words. They have power and authority in our lives if only we allow them to. And today, may we grow more aware of being lifted when we fall, raised up when we are bowed down, and cleansed when our spirits have become unclean. May this work of the Lord's compassion become the subject of our discourse and speech. As we speak concretely of the glory of God's mysterious ways, of His kingdom and His might, we might very well change the headlines, and that will be good news. About the author. Rain Pine is a wife, a mother, and a longtime public school educator. She is a member of the Word on Fire Institute's writing community, a student in the Theology of the Body Institute's certification program, and a graduate student with Word on Fire at Catholic University of America in the Master of Arts in Evangelization and Culture program. Rain has previously served as a parish catechist and women's retreat leader. She is passionate about learning, language, and the ever-deepening journey of faith.